As promised, here in the second hour, I'm sorry, I'm lost. As promised, here in the second hour, I know, while my brain is clearing, let me remind you again about what we're trying to do this fall. We will do it. I hope you're going to be included. Sometime in November, we're going to have a book signing or book launch party in the North Georgia Mountains, where there hasn't been the flooding that I'm about to talk about. The flooding that just ripped the hell out of North Carolina and parts of South Carolina. What a shame. Jesus, God. Anyway, in order to decide when to do this and what sort of accommodations, we'd like some input from you. This is not a commitment to attend this gathering, although I hope you make it. But it's to give us an idea of what date would work for you if you were to come and what kind of accommodations would work for you if you were to come. So if you go to MikeMalloy.com and vote for your preferred date, or indicate, not to vote, indicate your preferred date and your preferred type of accommodation. And if you didn't order a pre-order a book, don't worry, you can still pre-order one. This has nothing to do with Kickstarter. This is just between you and me. You can order a copy today, and I'll make sure you get a signed copy, signed by me, for whatever that's worth. All right? So just go to MikeMalloy.com and check it out. Oh, too much exercise this morning. I've got to move around a little bit here. It's a bitch getting old. You'll find out. Unless you already have. Now, the center of this hurricane that slammed into the country Thursday, Friday. The center of the storm, it's now a tropical depression, is out of the Carolinas. But the chaos that the storm caused, unleashed, and the death, it's not finished. The rain that fell, the flooding, it was record-breaking rain, of course. Just about every rainstorm we have now is record-breaking, or a 500-year rainstorm that happens 2 years later again. Record-breaking rain. Rivers now are over their banks. And the rough part here, the bad part, the horrible part, the scary part, is that these rivers are going to continue to rise as the enormous amount of water that was dropped in the path of this hurricane, as it flows down out of these mountains. North and South Carolina, this part of North and South Carolina is very mountainous. And as this water flows down out of those mountains and into the creeks and into the streams and then into the rivers, even though the storm is gone, there may be blue skies, the flooding is going to continue. The rivers are going to continue to rise, which means people are going to continue to die. Property is going to be continue to be destroyed. The landscape of the area, it's very beautiful up there, is going to continue to be devastated. Now, the authorities in North Carolina and South Carolina and many volunteers are carrying out these rescue efforts. They're doing it by air. They're doing it by water. Any way they can get to folks that are desperately in need of being rescued. Thousands of people, if not tens of thousands of people, still remain out of their homes. God knows what they're going to find when they go back. The death toll has risen to at least 19. And one of them that's mentioned by the New York Times is particularly horrible for an adult. And that is the case of a one-year-old boy who had slipped out of his mother's grip after their car got stuck in floodwater Sunday evening, last night. I mean, it's horrible. I was near Charlotte, North Carolina. The search and recovery people have found this little boy's body, 1 year old. I can't help but wonder, and this is not a condemnation, this is not an accusation, I can't help but wonder why this mom was in a car with her one-year-old, given the circumstances up there. Again, it's just a wonder. It's not, it's a thought. She must have had a damn good reason. But I can't think of a good reason that would lead me to take a one-year-old and get in a car and drive into an area that is, the authorities have warned over and over and over again about flash flooding. But I'm sure she had a good reason, or what seemed like a good reason at the time. What a tragedy. Anyway, some late developments. Wilmington, North Carolina, which is a gorgeous city, population about 100,000. It really is. It's just a beautiful city with the, what is that style of architecture, Kathy? Colonial? What is that?
Victorian.
Yeah, Victorian. That's what I'm thinking about. A lot of homes up there were built in the Victorian style. And they're just, you know, they're beautiful. Not so much now. Anyway, Wilmington has been cut off. And the Times says roads leading to it have submerged. Emergency officials are making plans to deliver supplies to Wilmington. They're going to have to do it by airdrop, helicopter, what have you, or boat. Some of the worries, including a threat to water service, whether or not water would be available to people, those worries apparently have been lifted. Evacuation orders are still being issued as rivers rise, dams are tested. Now, I heard this morning, I don't know when this was written, it's in the New York Times, it's dated the 17th. Today's the 17th of September, but it was probably written last night. I heard today that a dam in North Carolina that has withstood every single storm that the elements threw at it, that dam had in the past had held, but it was breached and totally collapsed. I heard that earlier. I don't know if this is the one they're referring to. It says evacuation orders are still being issued as rivers rise and dams are tested. The authorities in Hoke County, west of Fayetteville, told residents late Sunday to flee due to the possible breach of the dam. Now, this is not a tangential story to the one-year-old who was swept away. That was near Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Wilmington. Parts of several rivers are already in what they call major flood stage and are continuing to rise. The rivers include the Cape Fear River, the Little River, the Neuse River, and the Rocky River. And I lived in Raleigh twice and went to school in Raleigh for a while. And I know this part of the state very, very, very well from having lived there. And you know, you live in Raleigh, you want to go to the beach, you head directly east, go out to the Barrier Islands off the North Carolina coast. And I haven't been there, I haven't lived there for 40 years, 50 years. I have to keep counting. How the hell old am I? But it still feels like personal. Road closures in the area are extensive, including parts of Interstate 40 and Interstate 95. 95, of course, being the main north-south artery from, Boston all the way down to Miami. Tornadoes are a threat today, or were a threat today, Monday. There were about 24 tornado warnings in North Carolina before 8 o'clock this morning. And the center of this now tropical depression right now is about 125 miles. By this time, it's probably further than that, south-southwest of Roanoke, Virginia, or closer to Roanoke, according to the National Weather Service. And forecasters expect this storm to continue to produce what they are saying, quote, heavy and excessive rainfall over the next couple of days, end quote, as it moves northeast and then out to the Atlantic. Here's the story then about the one-year-old that was mentioned here in the beginning of this article. The little boy's name was Caden Lee Welch. One-year-old fell out of his mother's arms on a flooded highway last night. Union County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, oh, well, here you go. The mother drove around a barrier and into the rushing water. She went around the barrier. Just, you know, I don't want to say it in the time of this woman's tragedy, but what the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, what do people think when there's a barrier and beyond the barrier is water rushing across the road? And you drive around the barrier and into the rushing water. I mean, what the hell do people use for brains? Anyway, when she got into the rushing water, swept the car off the road into a tree. The woman managed to free herself and the son, who was in a car seat, and then she lost her grip on him in the rushing water. What a goddamn tragedy. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying this. But this child's death was just based on pure fucking stupidity. I don't hold the mother. I mean, you can't fault somebody, I guess, for being stupid, can you? But how many times have we all been warned? When you see rushing water and you're in a car, don't fucking go into it. Because if you do, the odds are you're going to drown. And if you're holding a one-year-old because your car is pushed up against a tree and starts filling with water and you're trying to get out and you grab your kid and the water grabs your kid, who's going to win? You're not. The water is. Sorry. The Associate Administrator for Response Recovery at FEMA said on Sunday, quote, we want citizens to follow state and local warnings. There is a tremendous amount of flooding. And the governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, said that the storm, as of last night, quote, had never been more dangerous than it is right now, end quote. And I think the reason, part of the reason for that is once the wind is gone, once the sky starts to clear, people will have the attitude, well, it's okay. Oh, look at the water rushing over there. Oh, well, that can't be too deep. Let's drive through it. Fuck, I just died. Compare this to what happened in Puerto Rico. And you know what? The only difference between the Americans in North Carolina and the Americans in Puerto Rico is that most of the Americans in Puerto Rico, if they speak one language, it's Spanish. If they're bilingual, it's Spanish and English. But that's the only difference. They even look just like the people in North Carolina. But in North Carolina, a response plan was triggered because of the floodwater that included thousands of National Guard soldiers. How many were in Puerto Rico? dozens of aircraft. How many were in Puerto Rico? State officials are still conducting search and rescue, but they've begun to shift over now to shift and search and recovery. The former being you're expecting live people, the latter being you're looking for corpses. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without electricity. Tens of thousands of homes are believed to have been damaged. Now, let me get real crass and inject some politics into this tragedy. Yeah, like that's never been done before. No matter what this piece of shit in the Oval Office does this time, it's going to reflect on his inability to be where he is. His another enormous reason why the son of a bitch should be out of office and where he can go build your fucking building so you don't even build anymore. Go nail your name on shit. Just, you know, go away, please. But if the rescue is massively successful in North and South Carolina, it will bring into sharp relief once again the difference of what happened in North and South Carolina and what happened in Puerto Rico. If the orange bastard's efforts in the southeastern U.S. fails and fucks up, it'll be another example of how incompetent he is to be a leader. He's not a leader. He's a thug. He's a gangster. He's a mafia don. Christ. And then on top of this, and this keeps happening. This is all over the country. Because Trump is slowly destroying everything that this country has put together over the past 75 years. Listen to this. The superintendent of the New Bedford Whaling National Historical Park in Massachusetts. The superintendent of that place, National Historic Park, had signed off a year ago on a document, 50-page document, that outlines the park's importance to American history and whatever future challenges we might have. But then, the National Park Service's regional office sent an email in January telling the superintendent, no, 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 now you're going to have to change some things. Here's what you have to change. He was ordered, superintendent was ordered by the National Park Service regional office, which is part of the Interior Department, which is being run by this filthy pig. What's his name? Ryan Zinke, who's another gangster. But the memo or the email said references to climate change and its increasing role of climate change in threats to this famous whaling port, it's right on the coast, such as flooding, which were noted in the draft that the superintendent had put together, has to come out. Get those references to global warming out. The draft put together by the superintendent, which acknowledged the science of what they were up against, and the email from these swine at the National Park Service Regional Office, everything was obtained by REVEAL. That's the name of the investigative unit. It's part of the Center for Investigative Reporting. REVEAL got this information in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. Wait till Trump destroys that. That stupid son of a bitch probably doesn't even know what it is. But the documents that were gotten by REVEAL provides a peek behind the usually closed curtains of this criminal gang that runs the United States. The documents reveal or illustrate how Trump's approach to climate change, which is it's not happening, how that impacts the way that park managers plan for future threats to the nation's historic parks, our national treasures. Trump doesn't give a fuck about natural treasures. If it's something he can't nail his name on, he doesn't give a shit about it. Nothing. This bastard doesn't travel for the sake of traveling. He doesn't read. He doesn't pay attention. He watches the Fox Sewer and probably Hee-Haw reruns or something. But this ignorant son of a bitch is just destroying everything. Come on, midterms. Come on, Democrats. Get control of both houses. Remove this filthy fucker from office. Dear God. And then the Center for Investigative Reporting, who put this article together that I'm quoting from, they talk about how the editing of the report reflects a pattern in the Trump administration shit-canning research and science and censoring Interior Department documents put together before this thug came to office that references climate change. This is exactly like what Winston Smith did, not quite as intense, but the same thing. It doesn't exist anymore. Climate change, down the memory hole. Get rid of it. Now, according to what I have here, earlier this year, Reveal, the investigative unit, exposed an effort by Park Service managers, the Trump thugs, to remove references to human-induced climate change in a scientific report about sea level rise and storm surge at 118 national parks, all of which could be affected by sea level rise and storm surge. Take it out. Don't tell them anything. When the floods come and the surge comes, fuck them. This is madness. This is Trump. The Guardian recently reported on the Trump administration's efforts to stall funding for climate change research in the Interior Department by subjecting research projects to unprecedented political review by someone, an appointee who has zero scientific qualifications. What is he, a fucking car salesman? A door-to-door religious tract peddler? Who would Trump put to review the science and decide what goes in, what stays out? Not a scientist. In a survey by the Union of Concerned Scientists, government scientists reported being asked to stop working on climate change and connect your science to the industry's attitude. The industry being the industries that are destroying the planet. Can you fucking believe this? I mean, I sit here and talk about this shit. I don't know. It just makes me go ballistic. As you listen to this, I'm sure it does. These are just a few examples of science under siege, all of which is being compiled by Columbia University in its silencing silence tracker. They're keeping track of this. How much the Trump administration and these fucking Nazis who suck up to him, how much they're destroying, how much they're putting the country at risk and the people at risk, whatever the fuck happened to the oath of office he took? Why is he still there? The email that ordered the changes in what the park superintendent had written about climate change. That was sent by a person named Amanda Jones, a community planner with the Park Service's Northeast region. She wrote to the New Bedford Park superintendent, the person who had issued the warnings and the statements of awareness about, okay, we got to factor this stuff in. This is what Amanda Jones wrote to the superintendent, one Megan Kish. This is what Amanda Jones wrote. Quote, "You'll see that anything to do with, quote, climate change, end quote, has been highlighted in these documents. In a nutshell, we're being told that we can talk about climate change in terms of facts. If we have data to back our claim, that is okay. We should, however, avoid any speculative language like what may happen in the future." End quote. Speculative language? If I know, now listen, if I know that in this 3,000-foot mountain, let's say it's out here across the road from my house, and this 3,000-foot mountain has been proved by geologists to be unstable, and I'm living down here at the foot of the mountain, and I'm thinking, well, my people lived here forever. I'm going to stay here. And then the geologists discover that the mountain is so unstable that the goddamn thing is going to collapse anytime within the next 6 months. But it is going to collapse. There is no question it's going to collapse. And when it collapses, when all that debris, the rocks and the boulders and shit come rumbling down, it's going to come right into my house. So they come to my house and they say, "Yo, Mr. Malloy, you got to move." "What do you mean I got to move?" "Because we've done the science. That mountain is going to collapse on your house." "Is it collapsing now?" "Well, no, it's not collapsing now." "You mean it may collapse in the future?" "Yeah. Because anything beyond now is the future." "Well, then I don't want to hear about it." That's what these fuckers are saying. You cannot use language about what may happen in the future. It's astonishing. Scientists say telling park managers to avoid references to, quote, what may happen in the future, unquote, is worrisome. Yeah, right. There's another quote. Stephen Bessinger, he's a professor of conservation biology, University of California, Berkeley, who reviewed the emails and the edits in the New Bedford report. And he called it, quote, "irresponsible to future generations of Americans for the Park Service to direct managers to ignore research on the risks of rising sea levels, on the risks to endangered species, on worsening wildfires and other effects of climate change." They're not. The Interior Department is issuing orders. Don't you fucking talk about any of it. Thanks to Trump. Because Trump and every piece of shit that works directly for him does not have a clue as to what to do about anything except continue to spew out garbage and lies and misinformation to titillate and excite their base. Professor Bessinger said, quote, "We should have confidence in scientists' projections and prepare for those kinds of scenarios. We can hope they won't happen, but we surely want to be prepared for them. We have to be looking at the future because places are going to be changing." And I'll tell you another reason we should be looking at the future, because whether or not this ignorant savage in the White House knows this or not, and I'm sure he doesn't, everything is in the future, you dumb fuck. Everything. everything. Even the next time I say everything. Okay, I'm screaming and yelling. Kathy, if you could, give me a break. A comparison of the draft report written by the superintendent and the final document after the Trump bastard said, get that shit out of there, show all 16 references to climate change were removed. I'll be right back.
Liberals need to take responsibility.
Now, after all this bullshit about from the Park Service, which is part of the Interior Department, which is being destroyed by Ryan Zinke, who is a filthy thug working for this monster in the White House. You see how this chain works. After all that shit went down, Park Service officials involved in enforcing the New Bedford whaling park people to change everything. They didn't respond to repeated requests for interviews. They never did. I appreciate the fact that investigative pieces like that, they always put that in here, in whatever piece they're working on. Well, we tried to get X, Y, or Z to respond, and they just, in private, they say, well, they just told us all to go fuck off. But what they say for print is, or for broadcast, well, they didn't respond. Yeah, of course they didn't. However, a spokesman for the Park Service said he wouldn't respond to this bullshit that went down with change. Get that out of there. But this asshole said that parks are told, people working the parks are told to, quote, address issues like climate change using the best available scientific information. In an email response to Reveal, the guy who said that is one Jeremy Barnum. Yeah, that figures. He says, sound management requires that we rely on specific, measurable data when making management and planning decisions. Climate change is one factor that affects park ecosystems, resources, and infrastructure. You like my answer? You see how I used a whole bunch of words to tell you nothing? I'm a Trump appointee. Mr. Barnum, wasn't it P.T. Barnum who said there's a sucker born every minute and somebody else born to take everything away from him? Something like that. Barnum did not answer questions about what was deleted from the New Bedford Park report in its original form. That original park report is known as a foundational document. It's kind of like a statement of principle or a statement of purpose. It's a foundational document. But Mr. Barnum said such documents are reviewed to ensure that they are consistent with current policy and directives. Fucking A. Has nothing to do with science, rationality, reality, logic, nothing. It has to do with policy directives that come from, well, you know, our exalted leader, Mr. Trump. So what is this park? Okay, let me tell you. The New Bedford Park was created by Congress in 1996. To preserve 13 city blocks of a Massachusetts seaport that at one time was home to the world's largest whaling fleet in the 19th century. The park tells the broader history of American whaling. Okay. There was a time when the whales were so numerous, who gave a shit if we slaughtered millions? No, millions of them. We needed their oil. It's always oil, isn't it? Flooding from rising seas, increased snowmelt and stormwater, larger storm surges, and extreme heat waves are among the threats from human-caused climate change to the park's historic structures. But Trump and Zinke, historic, my fucking ass. They don't care about historic. What historic? What's historic? The only history Trump cares about is how badly and unfairly, it was so unfair, the Confederate South had its ass kicked up around its shoulder blades when it insisted on maintaining enslaved people. That's all Trump cares about, because those are good people. Those slaver descendants, those are good people, you know. Just because they carry the swastika, just because they are part of the KKK, just because they want to continue their shit, those are good people. But you fucking climate change people, you are bad. There's no history. What history? Has this little ass 13-city block area ever flooded before? Well, what makes you think it's going to flood again? Well, that's where I'd step up and tell them about the mountain across the street from my house, the 3,000-foot mountain where the geologists say, it's going to collapse in the future, which starts now. Now. See, the future's always here. Now. There's more future. Here comes some more. Now. The original draft obtained by this investigative unit, Reveal, was dated in 2017. It was signed by Ms. Kish. The final version was signed by Ms. Kish and someone named Gay Vietsky, a regional director of the Park Service's Northeast Region. It was signed June of 2018. It's not yet available online. Among the sections highlighted for review and then deleted were references to climate change that were put in the report in charts, and it outlined the real threats, future threats, to the city, the town, New Bedford's historic structures, its port, its natural resources. See, the Trump administration and this fucking cannibal Zinke, they want people to be totally unaware, totally unprepared, because nothing's going to happen. Everything's fine. Maybe Trump will build a casino in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and put his name on it, huh? This sentence was removed in its entirety. Listen up. This was in the original report put together by conscious human beings who want to preserve and at the same time protect by being aware of what the future may hold with climate change. This is a sentence that was removed. Sentence was removed. Quote, climate change and sea level rise may increase the frequency of large storms and storm surge, rising groundwater tables, flooding, and extreme heat events, all of which have potential to threaten structures. End quote. That was removed. Here's what it took its place. Large storms and storm surge, rising groundwater tables, flooding, and extreme heat events all have the potential to threaten structures. What happened to the climate change part? Whew! Gone. And in several places where the term climate change was deleted, this was put in its place. Changing environmental conditions. I can go dig a fucking garden in my backyard and I have just effected changing environmental conditions. I moved the dirt from here to there. a little different from the mountain coming down on my fucking house because of climate change. Oh, well. Also deleted, I'll mention of how development near the park could, quote, impact character and ambience of historic district. Elsewhere, reference to gentrification is replaced with urban renewal. Mentions of declining Park Service funding and the limited control the managers have over privately owned businesses in the park are also removed. You have a historic park, National Historic Park, put a fucking McDonald's in the middle of it. Or Chick-fil-A. The guy that started Chick-fil-A was an Uber Christian. Everybody works for him. They're supposed to be Christians. Let's put a Chick-fil-A right in the middle of it. The museum in the park, which contains ships and skeletons and whaling artifacts, is privately owned. The January email suggests that the edits in this foundational document are part of a broader review of foundational documents that this woman Vietsky assigned a Park Service official named Ed Clark to conduct for the Northeast region. Any national park on the seacoast, inland, in a mountain, it doesn't make any difference. Any national historic area makes no difference. Maybe the Old North Church where Paw Revue watched for the one of by land, two of by sea. I don't know. Is that still there? I know the steeple came down in a storm some time ago. Maybe they should get rid of that fucking thing too. I mean, that's history. Nobody cares about history in the Trump administration. Anyway, the January email suggests that the edits are part of a broader review of foundational documents that Gay Vietsky assigned a Park Service official named Ed Clark to conduct for the Northeast region. The Northeast region includes 83 national parks in 13 states, all of which are now fucked because of Trump. Then there's a quote, I guess this is from Parks Department. Quote, the late review came at Gay Vietsky's request when she began her role as regional director. Ed Clark was asked to review all foundation documents for sensitive language that may raise eyebrows, especially with the current administration. Get rid of language that may raise eyebrows. What the fuck does that mean? That may raise eyebrows, especially with the current administration, the Trump bastard. There it is again. And then, of course, you have this usual scientists say climate change already is affecting parks. And that the threats will increase if people continue to release greenhouse gases, blah, 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 blah. Let's take a break, Kathy. One more example of hundreds, thousands of what this Trump son of a bitch is being directed to do. They're not coming out of his fucking empty head. But what he's being directed to do by people like the Koch brothers who want to destroy everything. I'll be right back. It's just such a sad thing that we live in a time when science is so denied. The only time I can think, and I'm not an historian, so I may have be totally out of my league here, but the only time in my readings of history that this happened before was during the so-called Dark Ages. And it was called the Dark Ages for the obvious reasons. But for Europeans, anyway, the Arabs kept experimenting in math and science and the applied sciences. But for the white people, the Europeans, science did not exist anymore. Diseases were caused because, you know, God was just so fucking pissed off at somebody. You know, I know what I'll do, God said. I'll give him some hideous disease. No, I'll tell you what. I'll just drop the Black Plague all over Europe and kill millions of people. Fuck them. You know, that's anything that happened that resulted in human suffering was attributed to the fact that people were not being religious enough, and that God, in his infinite sadism, was their God, was extracting vengeance. You know, it says in the Bible, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Fucking right. There's a lot of fun when you're a god and you can just fucking eliminate whole races of people. But I digress. So here we are again in a modern equivalent, I think, of this, the whole Dark Ages mindset that science is bullshit. I mean, listen to these right-wingers. Listen to them. Cause and effect doesn't exist to them. Action-reaction doesn't exist. I wonder when Trump is going to declare that the laws of gravity are unfair. They're just unfair. And to be alive in these times and be a young person, which obviously I am not, but to be a young person in these times, I mean, kids who are in school right now who are learning math and science. I have one who's in high school, freshman, learning math and science, among other subjects. And there are millions of American kids like that who are learning math and science. And the leadership of this country is telling these kids, if they're paying attention, maybe they're just saying, oh, fuck that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I hope. But the administration, the Trump administration, wants kids who are in that time in their life when they are most susceptible most available to learning, they're also susceptible to bullshit. And the Trump administration is dumping oceans of bullshit. And that bitch who runs his education department, oh, my God, who wants to get rid of all science and replace it with biblical horse shit. This must be a terrible time. I talked to Molly about it. What do you think about this stuff? And her attitude is, Daddy, we just ignore it. We just ignore it. I hope that continues. I'll see you next time. In the meantime, take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.